fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Saturday, June 19th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Brief, and I'm Eagle Falcon. All right, we have something very interesting here. First off, this is the, official first Juneteenth national holiday. I'm not going to get too much into that since this is, in fact, a tech podcast at all, but it is something of note. It is the first Juneteenth that is a national holiday here in the U.S. But here's something that's even more fascinating. So, it's no secret as of late that the NVIDIA GPUs that launch are, they've pretty much been considered paper launches. And the fact that scalping robots have been able to buy up the supply to the point where, the only GPUs you're going to get your hands on are either ones that you, A, manage to pull off a miracle and outspeed the scalping robots, or B, you went ahead and did a bad thing and paid scalper prices. And that's been the case for pretty much every single NVIDIA RTX launch so far. But the 3070 Ti is more noticeable. Why? Because as far as everyone can tell, both human and robot alike, the card never went on sale. No joke, no one ever saw it go from coming soon to buy now and then sold out. Even the robots from Fix It, Fix It, Fix It, which is an operation that scans every single retail outlet at every single, basically, second for in-stock status, never saw any of the outfits go into in-stock for even a second. This is the most paper launch of all the RTXs, all the RTX 3000s, that is, yet. Now, in my own investigation, I was able to find one listing on eBay saying they had a 3070 Ti, and it looked like they even had a picture of the 3070 Ti that they took on their kitchen table to show that, yes, they had it, and they're willing to sell it to you for $1,234.56. Classy. How classy. But of course, there is always a chance that that was faked. So if that is the case, I mean, I gave NVIDIA credit for at least showing some sign of evidence that the 3080 Ti was to try and make it slightly easier to manufacture, at least the absolute highest end. But the 3070 Ti showed no signs of that, and lo and behold, apparently the card is even more fictional than the rest of these fictional GPUs. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.